listeners, today the Voice of Vietnam is a special program welcoming the brilliant and glorious total liberation of Saigon City.
First you'll hear the news.
The Ho Chi Minh campaign gains total victory.
The Ho Chi Minh campaign gains total victory.
The city of Saigon totally liberated.
The city of Saigon totally liberated.
The victorious red and blue flag of the Provisional Revolutionary Government of the Republic of South Vietnam hoisted over the Saigon Presidential Palace and the whole city of Saigon.
Our talk on the struggle of the Vietnamese people from way back in 1954, when the Geneva Agreement on Vietnam was signed, to the moment when Saigon, the golden, brilliant Ho Chi Minh City, was totally and gloriously liberated.
And now, that news in detail.
The Ho Chi Minh campaign has gained total victory.
The city of Saigon is completely liberated.
Provisional Revolutionary Government of the Republic of South Vietnam banners have been hoisted over the presidential palace of the puppet administration.
According to Liberation Press Agency.
The 3 hour Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service. The news. Read by Peter King. South Vietnam has surrendered to the communists. The announcement by President Duong Van Minh came only a short time after the withdrawal of the last Americans from the capital. He said the South Vietnamese forces had been ordered to stop fighting and remain in their positions. The government of South Vietnam has unconditionally surrendered to the forces of the Viet Cong. The announcement was made by the South Vietnamese President, Duong Van Minh, in a brief radio broadcast shortly after the last Americans had withdrawn from the capital. He said the South Vietnamese forces had been ordered to stop fighting and remain in position, and he appealed to what he called the brother soldiers of the Provisional Revolutionary Government to end their hostilities. The President said his aim was to save the blood of the people, and he said his administration was waiting to hand over authority to the revolutionary government to stop useless bloodshed. Reports of the president's broadcast are still coming in. The withdrawal of the Americans from South Vietnam ended more than 20 years of United States involvement in its affairs. The Americans completed their withdrawal in a big air and sea operation lasting about 18 hours. President Ford, announcing its completion, said that it closed a chapter in American experience. And Dr. Kissinger said events in Indochina would have consequences not only in Asia, but also in many other parts of the world. There were scenes of panic and confusion as the last 1,000 or so Americans and some 3,000 Vietnamese left the frightened city. The American embassy itself was besieged by hopeless Vietnamese, desperately trying to get a lift out, and the final helicopter taking off with embassy marine guards was delayed for a time because of small arms fire apparently coming from the crowd outside. As soon as the marines left, the crowd swarmed in and ransacked the building. Looting of other abandoned American property had begun hours earlier. A fleet of 80 helicopters operated a shuttle service to American ships lying some 50 miles offshore, where there was more confusion. Two of the helicopters collided. Another crash-landed on the main deck, and there were so many unauthorized flights by South Vietnamese helicopters that they were ditched in the area after unloading their desperate passengers. Other South Vietnamese aircraft, including military planes, took more than 2,000 civilians and soldiers to an American base in the Gulf of Thailand. Among the refugees taken aboard ship was a former South Vietnamese Prime Minister, Air Marshal Key, and several other high-ranking officers. But a number of foreign nationals were reported to have been left behind, including about 70 Japanese who were due to leave with the Americans. BBC Washington correspondent says it's expected that the number of South Vietnamese to enter the United States will approach about 45,000. And he says there is considerable uneasiness about accepting so many people at a time of inflation and unemployment. In Washington, the Secretary of State, Dr. Kissinger, said the final hasty evacuation of Saigon had been enforced by the deteriorating military situation and by the impatience of the North Vietnamese to seize power. But he did not rule out the chance of an eventual political settlement. Dr. Kissinger said his government's objective throughout the evacuation had been to save American lives and to rescue as many as possible of the South Vietnamese who had worked with them. One of the lessons to be learned from Vietnam, Dr. Kissinger said, had consequences not only on the lessons to be learned from Vietnam, Dr. Kissinger said, it had consequences not only in Asia, but in many other parts of the world. He said it showed the United States must be very careful of the commitments it made in future, but that it should honor scrupulously those it did enter into. There would be consultation soon, he said, with many countries in the Pacific, aimed at crystallizing a new Asian policy suited to the new circumstances. In the communist-occupied city of Da Nang, Madame Binh, the PRG foreign minister, said the aim of her government was reunification of the country. But in an interview with an American correspondent, she said it would be done step by step by peaceful means. There were differences in both economic and political fields between North and South, and time would be needed. The immediate task, she said, was to build a peaceful, independent, and neutral South Vietnam. This news comes to you in the World Service of the BBC.